The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the Riddle-O, and that's the Ready to Love Officer, in case you didn't know. And Junior, here we go.
Ready, guys? To Love Officer?
That's you.
Ready to Love?
Riddle-O.
That comes out in February? You talking about that guy?
No, I'm talking about
that's
that
you,
thing.
That come out in February? You talking about that dude right there? Okay.
Okay. It looks
won't
good,
he do it?
Ooh, it looks good. I can't wait. All right, here we go. This is from Angel in Chatsworth. Angel writes, my husband's first wife cheated on him and he has trust issues. He started going through my phone, so I got a passcode. He thinks I'm up to something and he demanded that I remove the passcode. What should I do? Do I remove it?
Oh, no, you can't go in my phone. What? No, that's the only thing I got. Let me have that. You can't go in my phone. You finna get him. No, we're not giving him no code. He gonna have to. He just got to understand you're not doing nothing, but you're not going in my phone.
It's a new year.
Don't care.
How is we gonna stay together?
Behind, Tommy.
How we gonna stay together if you in my phone?
But if you got to go in their phone, though, do you really want to stay with that person?
If it's gotten to that point, it's a problem.
Exactly.
So, yeah. He needs to make a decision that he made a great decision on who he's with now. They're not like the person that he had before.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You need to just own that. But this whole looking through all her stuff every 24/7, that's got to be crazy.
No,
you're not going through my phone. And even if she probably ain't got nothing to hide, but you're not going through my phone.
Junior,
I done told y'all, when I die, my phone going to self-destruct. I done told y'all.
Okay, Ethan, Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Come on, Junior.
Right now. I know your first wife cheated on you. You finna get cheated on again if you keep going through this phone. I'm finna do it again. I'm finna crush your ass. Wow. You finna start crying again.
Be careful what you wish for.
No.
Since you been cheated on the first time. That's why, because you want to go through people's phone. No, forget that. Crush you again.
Oh, wow.
No, we're not doing
when
that.
When I die and get to heaven, I'm going to text y'all that I made it. I'm taking
in
my
a minute,
phone.
You got that phone. You got that.
Well, I think about it. In a minute, Tommy, I'm going to start talking to him in front of you in just a minute. You keep going through this phone. See if I had this phone call right in front of you. Watch what I do. Right
Check
in
that.
Front of you. Hey, Larry. What you doing? You finna get his.
Oh, no.
All right, guys. Moving on to Anonymous in Illinois. Anonymous writes, I got my wife a Chanel bag from this lady I met at an antique mall. She had several designer purses under a table at her booth. I gave the purse to my wife for Christmas, and my cousin said it's stolen. I had never heard of boosters, and my wife loves the bag. Am I supposed to tell her about it or just let her keep it?
Mm-mm. Nah, you supposed to whoop your cousin ass. That's what's going on. That's who creating the problem. You done found you a nice little deal. You done got hooked up. You done got your wife a purse. She happy with the purse. Mm-hmm. So everything is peachy cream. It's always a cuss. It's always somebody sticking their nose.
That's a hater.
Just a hater. Want to come in and ruin what you done set up. Man, keep going by there. I don't even know where the antique mall at, but keep going by there if you can go by there and get you a good deal. But your cousin... That's where the butt whooping needs to start.
Okay.
Right there.
I like it.
Whatever. Walmart got Birkin bags now. Have y'all seen that?
I know.
Working. Come on, Walmart.
I can't wait to get one. Yes, it's fake. Yes, it's a Walmart Birkin.
Yes.
Put that purse in your elbow and walk. That's what you get.
And we'll post it. That don't hate.
Take pictures with it. Do everything.
Yes.
I care if it's stolen. Don't nobody know but us.
Right. Get out my pockets. Right.
What are you talking about? Don't say nothing. Care if it's stolen. Mm-hmm. People work hard to steal that bag. We have to represent it.
Ain't nothing like a nice, brand new stolen bag. Ain't nothing.
Yeah, and we know.
Oh, my goodness.
We got it for the low.
All right, moving on before we get in real trouble. Josiah in Shreveport writes, I'm 27 and my girlfriend is 25. It was weird when she said she was going to church for New Year's Eve with her parents. I didn't see her until 3 p.m. on New Year's Day. I don't believe she was at church. Can I ask her mom about this next time I see her?
Mm. Ooh.
Interesting.
Okay, let's see. All right. Well.
Okay. So she went to church.
You so went to, why you, where was you at New Year's Eve?
Waiting on her.
You ain't with your girl. You ain't with your wife, so I don't understand that part. But now, you can't just ask your wife where you were. You, just, you, I don't understand.
Just his girlfriend. They're just in their 20s, yeah.
Okay, so it used to be, so back in the day, when you went to church on New Year's Eve, they would end at midnight, right? You would count down, mm-hmm. you know, you go through the testimonies and all that. Now, sometimes, some churches now, you go 7, and then you get out like 9 or 10 now, so you count down at home.
So there's a window. There's a
window. That's his problem. Okay. Right. There's a timing issue that he's having with the girl.
Well, you got to throw in another 2 hours because normally you go to IHOP or you go, you know, you're going to get something to eat. It's going to be breakfast.
How come they just couldn't go celebrate the New Year and go home and get some rest or something? Because they were up.
Why he couldn't go to church with them is the other question.
But he's finna find out because he gonna ask her mama.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's going to.
He gonna find out. Mama know exactly what happened, and mama don't know that this question is coming. So daughter ain't played it right and say, you know, if Daryl asked you, well, you know, I was with you.
Mama ain't lying
yet.
About
mama's,
church.
I was just going to say, moms don't usually lie for their, you not got about yourself church. In this mess.
Not about the Lord.
It's on him.
Not about,
it's on
not,
him. Not the mama.
By Jesus?
It's him. It's on him.
What'd you say, Kier?
It's on him. Junior? It's on him. It's his fault. Because once 12:07 hit, you don't see your girl. What is you doing? We always say, what are you doing? Too many times. Once Pastor finished that, what is you doing right then? Where is she?
And if you are with your loved one.
Precious Lord, last time in 2025, where's my girl?
Don't nobody sing Precious Lord anymore. They don't sing
that
anymore.
But if you're not with your loved one, don't you at least call them at midnight?
Something.
Don't
you? Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yes. I'm looking around by myself at 2025 by myself. Yeah. I'm looking around.
But she didn't come in until 3?
Three. Well, he didn't. The next day?
He did not see her. He did not see her until 3 p.m. New Year's Day.
Because she was tired.
Yeah.
Because she been out at the club.
Went to, yeah, she been to the club. Went,
yeah.
He got it party. In. Yeah. He got
so
it in.
So they went to church and then the club.
You praying for the family. She had to try to give it away. That's what she doing. You praying for the family. She had to try to give it away.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we love this show, okay? Because it's ignorant.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.